City Manager Robert Hanna says the APD is authorized to have 216 officers, but has only about 189 officers. A new city plan will give APD the funds to hire more officers for the academy than what was originally set in the budget. It takes 18 months to train new hires because the Abilene Police Academy is longer and more rigorous than many other departments.
So as long as an officer announces that they're going to retire prior to the academy, and they leave prior to the start of the academy, so I'm not paying two people for the same position, right? We're going to allow this chief to go ahead and hire that position.
Hanna says the rate of retiring officers is growing, including the baby boomer generation and some officers in the generation after the baby boomers who may have already put in more than 20 years of service. The city has tried to hire recruits from other cities, but APD has high standards, and a one-time bonus usually isn't enough to bring experienced officers in from other departments. Hanna says the lack of officers hasn't directly affected the city of Abilene, but it has become tough on the officers who have to fill in the gaps.
You know, I think it affects our officers' morale more than anything else. If you're working, 16-hour shifts, and you're asking that person to make life-death decisions on a daily basis, at some point in time you say that's not fair. And the only thing that's going to solve that is get more officers on the streets.
The current police academy is beginning their field training phase, working on the streets of Abilene with other officers. For KECU, I'm Haley Reminar.